Yeah, I'd say we've had quite a few questions, Francis. We've tried to make certain that we're communicating with our employees as far as what will change and what won't change. The good news on this one is that certainly for the near term, the answer to what will change is nothing.
Your memo says that you're no longer carrying software assurance for the Microsoft products that VA has licensed in your enterprise. And we have your memo linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. What does that mean exactly? What is Microsoft software assurance, and what's the decision specifically?
Well, so let's be clear. I think what you've got is an internal email that I sent to all of our folks, but I recognize that that's now out there in the public domain. But specifically, what we've done is just decide to license our use of Microsoft products differently. What Microsoft offers to large organizations is an enterprise license and software assurance. And with that, you're guaranteed to have the future versions of all products that Microsoft offers in the product areas you're using. And you can use those products on all of the systems in your enterprise. In looking forward, one of the things that we recognized at VA is that we can't keep up with the rate of release that an enterprise vendor like Microsoft has. For example, right now, the bulk of our desktops are on Windows XP, not on Windows 7. And the same sort of thing with the Office products. And so what we recognize is that we need to look at the value that we're deriving from all of our enterprise contracts like this one. And I really want to be really careful to point out, you know, we're talking about a particular vendor here, but from a VA standpoint, this is an approach we're going to look at for all of those products that we use broadly across the enterprise. Are we doing them the right way? Have we done the right analysis about what the right way of licensing and using those products are? And are we deriving the maximum value possible out of the dollars we spend?
Now, you know I'm an analogy guy, so I have an analogy here, and tell me if I'm on the right track to help me visualize this. Let's say XP is a magazine, and each of the components of Office are magazines, and maybe some piece of software from another vendor is also a magazine. Instead of buying a subscription and getting every issue every year forever and ever, you're going to go to the newsstand and buy the individual issues that you believe the Department of Veterans Affairs needs. Is that an accurate analogy?
Yeah, I love that analogy because once you buy that particular magazine, you own it for the rest of your life. And that's where we are with the versions of the product that we have already licensed. We have those licenses. We can continue to use them. You know, we remain a huge Microsoft product organization, 360,000, desktop and laptop computers, running a variety of Microsoft products. And so I think what you'd look at is you'd say we've got versions of the magazine back for the last 15 years. We can still read all of those versions of the magazine. We just don't get next month's release without going to buy it off the newsstand.
Now, one difference in my analogy is you've got patches and maintenance and so on that's required. What are you going to do about that? Are you going to be responsible for that, or are you going to be able to go into the marketplace and find a third-party organization to support that for you?
So what we did is solicit from the Microsoft vendors a variety of options, and the one that we knew we were going to exercise was the one for basic maintenance on the products and support for that maintenance. So we actually have in place continuing support for our use of the products that we have. What we don't have in place any longer is continued licensing of new versions of the products.
Now, your memo says that this decision, that you took this decision now because your contract for software assurance was up, and you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that this is not limited just to Microsoft. You're looking at any vendor that's supplying you with software. As time goes on, is that what you want to move to completely, where you're just buying the individual pieces that you want and putting them together to suit whatever it is that you need?
No, I think the way to look at this, if I give you the two umbrella parts of this, we have going on inside of VA something called the Ruthless Reduction Program. And so the question there is, looking at all the things we do in our IT infrastructure, how can we do them better? And reduce our spend. So, for example, something that's been talked about has been eliminating personal printers. You know, we think we can save a couple $100 million over a multi-year time period by moving from printing on personal printers to network printers. So we've got about 25 things like that ongoing right now inside of the VA, looking at what can we do to reduce our spend. One of them is looking at all of our enterprise product usage and product licenses. And I guess what I'd say is we're looking at right-sizing each of those. In some cases, we may decide that we need to increase what we spend from an enterprise standpoint on a product. And in other areas, we may decide that we need to decrease what we do there. So it's doing a full-up analysis for each of these products. What's the right way for us to access them, license them, and utilize them? One of the things we recognize with the cloud directives out of OMB is that, you know, our future is not deterministic for the next 5 years. And so in this case, we came around to a time period that happened a bit coincidentally, but we had to make a five-year decision. And the right decision for the VA at that point was to have a bit more flexibility and not lock in, all those future releases. Basically, we're not prepaying for all those future releases.
I only have about a minute left. I just wanted to make sure that people understand the day-to-day operation of what my computer looks like isn't going to change at all. Is that fair to say?
That's exactly right.